One time, the police came during a concert, and Bosmans had to chase out the back door in the dark.
Exploring the concept of sisterhood.
It was every woman's voice counted.
It isn't blood that makes you my sister. It's how you understand my heart.
And exclusive performances of music by women composers. Enjoy Radio 3's programmes celebrating International Women's Day on BBC Sounds.
And some of the illuminating programmes on offer include Free Thinking on Sisterhood, a Sunday feature on Florence Price, and Words and Music on the subject of sisters. You can also find any of our programmes from the 8th of March on BBC Sounds. Now, it's our Drama on Three. Strings, set on a spacecraft, imagines a future world where the survival of the species is threatened and decisions must be made about what's worth saving. The Long Years, with its five-person crew, is on a mission to launch into the future by entering interconnected cosmic strings. Once they're in the time dilation, they'll await a wave beacon from Earth that will indicate the moment to return with the doomsday vault that they carry on board, so that that can be utilised and reintroduced to save the human race. But as the ship enters the cosmic strings and is propelled into time dilation, time itself begins to complicate. The drama was recorded in 3D binaural audio, where listening on headphones gives a unique immersive experience. The writer Linda Marshall Griffiths introduces her drama.
Strings is set in space. Question: what would you take into the future if the Earth was burning or flooding and you could jump forward in time, say 100 or maybe 150 years? What would you take with you? What would be the necessary thing to make a difference? That was the original question of this play. Then the idea of a cosmic string, a crack in time starting at the beginning of the universe and stretching to now. You can't see a cosmic string, but you can hear it, a sound close up, a vibration, something running through all of time. I wonder what it would tell us.
I didn't want to go, to start with. I like the Earth. Outside, up close, hands in soil, sun on face. This wasn't what I dreamt of, ever. Space isn't silent, by the way. It's deafening. Propulsion of engines, life support, breath, mine, racks, worktops, tap of keyboards, tweak of a control panel, flunk of payloads, machinations of taking a shit into a hole where everything floats upwards, Doug in the galley making porridge, rip, pour, heat in the mini oven. Chief astronaut.
Would you like some breakfast, Anna?
Four kids.
I mean, I wouldn't call it porridge. I would call it oats and liquid.
2 years on the Lunar Space Base. More than 700 days in space.
Oh, for some honey or sugar or maple
syrup. Can sleep anywhere, anytime. Can fix anything, including the toilet, multiple times. Keep going.
Or maybe just tea.
Always holding ourselves down. Foot hooked around something, the movement and creaks of my floating body. The blood banging gravity up to my head. Sweat becomes a kind of sound. The whoosh of movement and the crash of bad flying, mine. The rip of another bag and the grabbing at the pen floating in space. Jill.
We're doing delightful urinary checks today. And
power napper, techno head, qualified doctor, biochemist. Climbing addict, lives alone, always waiting for the next ride into space. Morning to you too.
Is it morning?
What playlist?
Monday Rays.
Is it Monday? Rez, on the exercise bike again, pedaling us deeper into time-space dive. Gravitational astrophysicist.
Hey.
One obsession, cosmic strings.
How far are you done?
15 miles.
Wow.
Going nowhere fast, right?
Not bad for a Monday.
Is it Monday?
Pulse, adrenaline, multiple beeps, and always the soft attack of engines. Taking us further. the greenhouses, drips of water, and I almost imagine I can hear the growing of the trees, the slurp of an ecosystem and the pump and air. This is my quiet place, but not so quiet. Zip up, zip in. Raw surfaces stuck down, rip as I pull a trowel from the station. In the labs, everyone painstaking, testing, floating, quick look out at the pin that was once our planet we journey further away from. Deep space, further out. As we move further, some days falling, floating, we try to fill the space with laughs and loud music. Eating together, always fixing and making our own bodies the experiments. Still going deeper into space. Keep talking on the wire. Keep sending the emails.
I got you loud and clear.
2 days now, no emails back. Messages now intermittent. Keep on. Fusion propulsion sends us deeper, further. We lost NASA a week ago. We knew we would. We said our goodbyes, the background of their instructions like comfort and safety ripped out. Too far now. I didn't feel anything. I felt everything. Words fail us sometimes. The star window more quiet as we stare down the distance of space. Lost our small blue planet. Day 465. Lonely. Zipping ourselves into our own beds and the quiet wrapped spaces of sleep. The soles of my feet are soft now, like a newborn baby. It's not putting any weight on them. My shoes lost and noiseless. Who knows where they are? Listening for ripples in space. We might hear the start of the universe if we can just go deeper. Try for sleep.
And listen, I'm gonna give straight with this time at straight and dying. And if you hear this.
Bad dreams. Strange. Lost.
I'm picking up something.
What is it?
The ripples of the gravitational wave are expanding.
What does that mean?
It means the cosmic string's here. We're not just looking at something that broke up a million years ago.
This is the same wave we've been picking up on the lunar space.
That's what we hope. That's why we're out here.
Well, can you actually hear it?
I'll play it through.
That's a cosmic string?
If I can pinpoint these vibrations through the spectrum of the frequencies, I can extrapolate the shape of the loop. We just gotta get nearer.
Increasing propulsion.
This idea that something could run from the Big Bang till now. A crack across the universe. Diameter, tinier than an atom. Length, as long as time. A cosmic string looped over itself. We wait for its vibrations to make waves so we can start to piece together its composition. Find it.
Ember?
Hey, Milo.
Dora's fighting me here.
I'll just... Hold on.
Hello.
You don't usually come down here. Clip yourself in. Here. There's partial gravity in the greenhouses.
Thanks. For the trees, right?
Keeps you from floating off the path.
Wow. Listen to that.
That's all our insects and pollinators.
This is an amazing... Stuff's grown so quick.
Yes, we've created an optimal environment. It works.
I realize we haven't really had a chance to...
No. You haven't been down here, so...
Sorry, I've been distracted with all sorts of business. Winding down the company and transferring all my... everything, while we could still reach Earth. Now there's no contact, no more NASA. Nowhere to go. Just... us.
I wasn't sure you...
What?
You know, talk...
What?
With the non-astronaut crew.
You mean the ecological geneticists?
Something like that.
I love ecology.
All of it?
Much as I can understand.
Or just the more...
boy stuff?
Technical engineering.
I have been skeptical about some of the...
Yeah.
More... green... Which greenhouse is this?
Kakamega, one of the ancient rainforests.
I admire your work tremendously, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, these greenhouses help power the life support.
Just a simple exchange of CO2 and oxygen.
I was always a cynic about bioregenerative life systems. I know you know. You don't get all this, do you?
What?
Me... coming aboard.
Your spaceship, you paid for it.
NASA commandeered my spaceship.
You must have agreed to it.
I read you didn't want to join the crew.
I don't like flying. I don't like enclosed spaces.
And people?
Love people. So, why did you come aboard?
The long years is my dream. All this. This starship was supposed to take the first full team to Mars.
But you never went on any of the early Mars missions.
Wouldn't be here if I had.
Sorry. About the Red Star.
Yeah.
I knew Professor Hughes.
Sarah.
Yeah, she was my lead supervisor on my PhD.
She would have set up the first cosmic greenhouse on Mars. She was the one who persuaded me to prototype these greenhouses.
I know.
I liked her a lot. Now the Mars missions are dead. My starship becomes a kind of delivery van.
To help save Earth.
Or a round trip to nowhere.
So why did you come?
You know, a bit bored.
Right.
You think I'm an asshole?
The richest man in the world? Why would I?
Not anymore, just broke up my company.
So why did you come on board?
My wife wants a divorce. I am an asshole.
You have kids?
This might save their future.
Legacy, then?
You think that's bullshit?
Bit egotistical.
Why did you come aboard?
My mother died.
No ties.
The last time we met, we quarreled.
Why?
She was fundamentally opposed to my attempts to modify these ancient forests for future climate adaptation. She said it would compromise the ecosystems and throw everything out of balance and... just ethically, you know, always ethically.
Guilt? Then that's why you came?
No.
Survival.
We are making all this to bring back to an Earth that may have already lost everything.
A great food delivery from space.
If you think it's such a terrible idea, why are you here?
I don't think it's a terrible idea. Hey, you know, time travel. Who can resist?
So it's not about saving the world.
You don't like me much, do you?
Why would you care?
True. I just like to be adored, you know? To my face, at least.
And I still don't know why you came.
Reinventing myself.
You don't know,
excitement,
do you?
Rush of spontaneity, why not?
Because you'll never see your kids again?
They might still be alive. I mean, they'll be older. Than me?
But hey, it's none of my business.
I might become a better person. How about that?
Good luck.
Little judgy, doctor. Hey, not a professor. Why is that?
Insubordination.
Serious?
You know why. You've read my profile.
Your work in gene modification is extraordinary. But I don't care about insubordination.
Yeah, I guess that.
Is this a shared moment?
Do you always work the room like this?
Always. See what I'm up against.
I mean, why bother? You've already got everyone, right?
And that's it. You got me. That's why I had to get away.
I go up to the stores once he's gone.
Rows and rows, silver shelves stowed under the skin of the ship. No one here, no one ever here. Here, I shake him off. Why'd I let him charm me? I float along the rows, try not to think. Seeds. A billion seeds. Sealed. Stilled. Promises for a million different habitats, extinct by the time we get back. Nowhere safe on Earth to store them now. All the great stores being lost to floods and fires. Thousands of water purification systems, blocks of vaccinations, medicines, medipacks. More boxes than you can imagine of dehydrated food.
What's this?
A stash of wine, half hidden. His, probably. Most expensive wine in the world, for sure. What's this one?
1947 Cheval Blanc.
I float the bottle out on the air. Let it spin. Ugh, I hate wine. Put it back before I break it. And then, sealed into a tiny room at the heart of the ship, the archive. Books. Real books. Paper. Words. Ancient. They might be all we'll have. Some of the oldest books on how the world turns. Indigenous books teaching us how to manage, not manage, listen and recognize. We're not supposed to touch them, but I just take this one out of its pack. We somersault together, slow and grand. I don't even read it, just touch its surface and smell its earth. Then I feel it. Something different underneath. Through, emitted. Someone, somewhere is talking. Talking.
Or experiencing, if you're hearing this, feeling this, is the strain of the moon shedding energy as it spins. This is like the edge of the ocean. This is where we begin to cross towards the time dilation.
Time dilation. That might be the actual reason I didn't want to come. Theoretically, if we orbit the string at exactly the right curvature, like surfing the sea on a turning wave, its gravity will begin to pull on time. Our time. 24 hours in the dilation is just over 150 years on Earth. By then, the planet will be at a 2.7 degree temperature rise and likely be experiencing catastrophic environmental breakdown. So we stay in the dilation and we wait for a beacon from Earth, a pulse of radio waves from NASA, like a turn of the light of a lighthouse, for when they need us. Then we bring the long years home. What we have on board will most likely be extinct on Earth, like food, seeds, knowledge, and ancient ecosystems ready, just fragments. Possibilities, if none or few remain on Earth. As long as time works how we think it works once we're inside the time dilation. Nobody knows that. Yet. And suddenly I slip out of time. Just like that. Bright, sharp memory, my mother, of course, haunting me like she always. Standing. Right in my face.
Come home.
I can't.
1 week?
There's no time.
You think the things you need to find, you're gonna find out there?
It's not about me finding stuff, Mum.
I can't say goodbye like this.
I have to do the basic training. I'm in no shape to.
You can't spare 1 week.
She creeps up on me like that. So real. Still so angry. Would she still be angry? One thing to look forward to. When we go into the dilation, I will leave her behind. I hope, part of me hopes, that she won't still be here standing in front of me furious. 150 years in one day. Will that put some distance between us? Get her out of my head.
Hey.
Hey.
Can't sleep?
No. You still listening to the string?
Nah, music. Just sleeping with my eyes open. Can't quite move and go to bed. Hey, listen to this.
What?
Take my headphones. So I'm just playing this to help me sleep.
What is that?
It's like the music's trying to play itself all at the same time. In the end, it just becomes one continuous growing note. You can feel the string, right?
Yeah.
Like undulations.
I'll give you these back now. That's freaking me. How long until we enter the dilation?
3 days. If I get the math right.
You better get the math right.
No pressure then.
And what happens then?
Gravity.
Then?
Well, then anything's possible.
We'll see. I fold myself into my sleep pod. Turn a somersault just because I can, as I kick off my trousers. Pull and plunge into the sleeping bag and for a moment, don't anchor myself.
You won't remember any of this.
Ow! Who's that? Always clip yourself down. Steady yourself. I don't want to say out loud for a minute I'm scared of time. Entering time, navigating time. None of this I want to do. And I don't like voices in my head or anywhere. I will remember all of it, by the way. I sleep, but it's a sleep so close to the surface I twirl in space. Strapped down, I still wake up eating sleeping bag. Let me sleep. Just let me fall asleep and dream of... I'm falling again.
Amber, listen, you have to. I'm gonna die if you don't. Strange experience now. No one would be dying here. You are ready.
Hey.
Hey, Jilly. Can't sleep? Weird dream. Tell.
I think I'm freaking out about this time dilation. And res.
Oh. Always res, right?
Why are you up?
Ghosts.
Tell.
You might not want to know.
Definitely do now. So.
I was walking through the ship, alone, and I just had this feeling suddenly that someone was there. I mean, I can't... Like a presence.
Hello?
They were crying. I could hear someone crying. It was a woman.
Who's there?
Then suddenly, it was like I felt them. There was this... God. Like this energy, like they were coming towards me, and I could hear the crying. It was something, someone. I kind of backed up against the wall. It went right through me.
You dreamt this?
I mean, there was gravity, so it must have been a dream. I'd been running multiple experiments, recording results, waiting for the... You know when you realise you've been sat in the lab in the same position for hours, not eaten, not... And I got so cold, and I didn't notice how quiet it was. I guess I was thinking about the Red Star. And I thought about all those people who never got back, like us. So far out. The loneliness of that woman. Running, no hope.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Me neither.
You think it's the string?
What do you mean?
You can kind of feel it, right? It's just like slightly disturbing. So I could hear Rez in my dream up. I couldn't see him. I mean, I knew I was half asleep, half awake. But his voice was close.
What did he say?
Dunno, he said he was going to die.
God.
And I needed to do something, and I was already in...
What? Up to our necks?
Yeah, we're freaking ourselves now, aren't we?
Remind me why we came?
Hey, everyone. 5:20 PMT. I've completed the calculations for the geometry of the string. Based on this trajectory, we're looking at an 18-hour approach, after which we will execute a wide orbit. If we ride the big loop successfully, we'll decrease our velocity and execute a drag maneuver skimming the edge of the gravity of the string, allowing the gravitational drag to ease us into orbit. If my math is correct. That's a joke. It is correct. In less than 24 hours, we'll be in the Time Foundation.
I don't know what to expect. 20 hours. So far from Earth, but still near enough to get home, to still see people we love. Can I get off now? Can I go home? We didn't... 17 hours. And it's like everything's unraveling behind me, falling away. 12 hours. Nothing to hold on to. My mum used to say the only time machines in the world were us. Our memories. And our imagination. Whoever said time travel was a good idea? Because I will take the memories but leave the rest behind. In less than a day, everyone I know will be dead. No way back. 1 hour until the time dilation. What was I thinking?
32 minutes.
Doug pilots us into the dilation.
We're easing our way in.
And too late? I don't want to go. I didn't say goodbye in the right way and...
Okay?
Yeah.
We need to all go to control.
Of course. Sorry.
Didn't think it would feel like this.
I know.
I didn't think.
I know.
You okay?
Not really. You?
Nope. No going back, right?
No going back.
We'll make it.
Stand by.
Godspeed.
Drop. Heart loses. Dive deep. Pull. Try for air. Blood rises in me like terror. Spin around. Trace my lightness. Weigh me. Pin me. My body the weight of a planet. So heavy. I can't. My body an object. A weight. Flesh. My bare feet hurt on the metal floors.
My ears buzz and burst.
I try to fly in ways with the ship break through. The string. I feel it. I don't know. Gets in me. Gets in my head. Can't. When did this moment start? When did this... Was I which way? Time running. The storm screams, moves through, takes my life, takes my breath, my mind, my time slips. My greenhouses. That's where I meet them as I come round the corner of the trees. Oh my god. Stood up, huge. A rainforest. I think I lose consciousness. Leaves fall. Huge. I lie in this deep place, sky a pinprick. Trees snake up, dark, deep. How can this be? Eyes dry, heart drowning. Now I understand how the Earth holds us like we are its own. I can't move. Pinned. Someone is here.
Remember when you were a little girl?
Mum?
And you would never put your shoes on. Oh, we would fight. You would fight me. All the punishments, all the threats, still you would not.
Mum.
You said you had to always feel the earth under your feet.
There are things I wanted to tell you.
Even when you cut your feet on glass and the cut ran bright red?
Are you really here?
Even then, so stubborn you turn your face away.
I know you're just a memory.
Now where are you now?
Enda.
Oh, I'm okay.
You ran to the greenhouses before any of us could peel ourselves off the floor.
Third time you've been down here now?
I thought you'd come this way.
What's happening?
It's coming back into gravity. It may be your blood pressure. Yeah, sit up. Slow.
Everything's back.
What do you mean?
For a second, the trees were forests.
We're in. 5 minutes. That's already about 6 months at home.
I'm not dying, Jilly. I'm okay.
But you're just having a... I'm just gonna... Right, let me get my Medipack. Wait. Heart monitor. God, feel the weight of that. It's weird.
We're in orbit. We're not breaking up. It's holding us. You know, a mile of that string is as heavy as the
Earth. I'm not getting any older, at least.
I can feel it. The string, like, through me. Can you?
I can feel my heart beating. My arms are way too heavy. I'm just going to do your blood pressure.
I'm all right.
It's my job.
Congratulations, everybody.
Now he takes the glory.
Great work on your design of the ship, Milo. It has stood up. Well, I didn't do it, and I just paid for it. Well, all right, I worked on some of it. Amazing navigation, Doug.
Raz's calculations in the software did it. I was just on standby.
So we hold tight. God, it's weird. Can you hear it? The string?
I can feel it. It's like playing on my nerves.
We're on our own now. That's 6 minutes. 7 months, 6 days.
You okay, Enda?
Yeah, I just...
We need to keep monitoring everything, people. Everyone needs to do hearts and keep monitoring vitals.
Sure you okay?
The trees in the greenhouses, they were forests.
The gravity. You must have lost consciousness for a minute. Your blood pressure's slightly raised.
How long did it last?
Just a second, then it was like I was in a forest at home.
We need to keep her under observation.
I'm okay, no fuss. So
anything can happen. This is uncharted territory.
Big bang to now, go figure. Crack through time. And it's still expanding. Maybe you saw the future.
That is pure speculation, Milo.
Is it? So we're nearly 8 minutes in. We've done spring, summer, fall. 9 and a half months.
Rez, you're gonna do that every minute, are you? You're making me feel old.
So, we need to monitor vitals now. Everyone. This is the optimum time. Rest now if you can. By GMT, we're middle of the night. 6 hour break. Then labs, tests, and you, Ender, observation.
We all need to stay in contact if we're working solo. Now, everyone on comms.
Quick bursts of sleep. Rez and Ender, take first breaks, please. 6 hours.
That's nearly 40 years.
Rez. Now, you haven't logged off for over 24 hours. Now, you'll age 40 years if you don't rest. Now, go see what your sleep pod looks like.
What was that?
Ghosts in the machine.
Aliens?
Ship disintegrated?
Very funny, all of you.
It's the weight of time gripping the ship. We just traveled through a year of our lives without blinking. Hey.
Hey.
Can't sleep?
Can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
What you doing?
Come into my pod? Yeah, that sounds a bit wrong.
Don't kill us, we're supposed to be sleeping.
I'm so tired. My head is splitting.
Do you want me to go?
No. I don't want you to go. I want you to lie face to face with me on a bed that is not the wrong way up. Now there's gravity. We can't float away from each other. You okay now?
Mm-hmm. It was a bit like being pulled out to sea, like a... What do you call it? A riptide. I could feel the string and I just wanted to keep going forwards, but it's like it was taking me, pulling me somewhere else. Then I saw
the trees.
Maybe you did see the future. Or the past.
It was so real.
You know, there's a theory that all time happens at the same time, but our brains can't process it, so we always keep going forwards.
Until we don't.
Hey, the strings and notes struck at the beginning of the universe, and we're hearing it. Maybe you just experience time as it really is.
Which is what?
Now, all of it, every moment happening. Us here, you, me, just us. Nothing, nowhere else to be, or just this. This moment, the next moment, every moment. Reverberating. Like the sea, right? All of it. Moving. Turning.
Yeah. And we swim this little puny line across it.
Always going forwards.
Guys, I'm just going on a short break. Miles holding forward if you need anything.
Hey, you've still got your earbud in. Bloody hell.
This is for NASA. Just in case they send out the beacon.
How long have we been in the dilation?
Nearly an hour.
So we're only about 5 years in, Res.
The amount of damage we can do to the planet in 5 years, believe me. If climate breakdown accelerates, it could only take 15 years to fall apart.
I think you could give me a year of your life.
That's a full 10 minutes.
Can you make 10 minutes?
For you, I am definitely willing to try.
Afterwards, Rez asleep. I go back to my pod. Lie down, stand up, lie down. Try sleep. Like sleep. Sleep burns. Half asleep, half awake, call this sleep. Fall off the edge. Nothingness. No dreams. Must have slept. Look at the clock. Oh my God, been in the dilation 6 hours. Get up. It's strange now to walk the stores. Feet on the ground. No shoes. The stores stretch away and I can't reach to the top of them anymore. I love someone. I realize that I love someone. It takes my breath. Oh, I still feel the string, I don't know. Still in me, in my head. Can't. Keep walking, just keep walking. Straight line. Time pulls. Need to find a body, another body, anybody.
Hey, Ender.
Hey. What are you doing in here?
Sorry. Just sitting in here. I find it restful, I guess. The trees.
No, it's okay. I just thought you were manning the helm.
Well, you know Doug and power naps. Can't stay away too long. Get any sleep?
Yeah, I think so. You okay?
Yes. Strangely tranquil.
I just need to check temperature.
Can I ask you? This, all these trees are modified?
Mostly, yeah. This greenhouse we call Sinharaja after the last rainforest in Sri Lanka.
And so what modifications?
So these trees can tolerate salt water, flood. Their roots can be submerged underwater for up to 2 weeks.
Wow.
And pest tolerance, of course.
Tolerant to all three.
That's the future. And most of all, have accelerated growth. So when we get back, although there'll be a tiny fragment of rainforest, there will probably be nothing left like them. I mean, it will take 100 years for them to regrow, but we can multiply them at speed.
Hmm.
Some of these are the most ancient and resilient species on Earth.
So genetic modification?
Gene editing, mostly. Some cross-pollination.
Can I ask you another question?
Yep.
So your mother...
disagreed with almost everything I did. Yep.
Was she anti-science?
No.
She was a conservationist and activist. She just saw science as a separation. She said, science tries to define what we are instead of trying to understand who we are. She always had a good line for everything.
Deep.
For her, science reduced everything to mere objects, and to do the work I do is to misunderstand that nature itself has always adapted to extremes and that we should mimic its interconnectivity, la la la, and what I do is a kind of tyranny, using nature, blah 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 blah.
So by her science, the only thing that may not adapt so well is us.
She wouldn't think it the worst thing in the world if people just disappeared. In a puff of smoke.
I get that.
I didn't think you'd care.
Us billionaires are a kind of tyranny too, right? I mean, you know that. We're all trying to be seen to give away as much as we can while trying to make much more than anyone else. No one should have that kind of money.
Do you really mean that?
I do mean it. It's disgusting.
So that's why you came.
No more. End of. Better off without us.
Us?
Yep.
All of us?
Mm-hmm.
Bit harsh.
Tell me what we bring to the show.
How can someone like you ask me that when you've made so many
contributions?
Ingenuity.
That we've used to rip
creativity,
up the world. Nature has that.
Science.
Your mother would argue that science objectifies and denies.
Consciousness.
Which has mostly separated us from everything.
Art.
We got mountains.
Architecture.
Trees, rocks, beaches.
Peanut butter. New York City, pyramids, Venice, Machu Picchu, slippers. X-ray machines, poetry.
I hate poetry.
Okay, whiskey.
I give you whiskey.
Street tacos, snare drums, sandals, scissors, wind turbines, a toaster, music, penicillin?
Football.
Definitely not football. A bicycle, a bike pump, bicycle repair kit, door handle, doors even, lipstick, love. Shall I keep going?
What's that?
A shadow passes over us. Cool slide. I tremble as there's no sun, no light to make or break a shadow.
Listen. Oh my God, look at the greenhouses.
I look and I see them again. I blink, I try for breath.
The trees.
Here but not here, striking through the space. Passing through the ship like we were something artificial and they are real. They tremble, hold, and like in a turn of light, are gone.
The rainforest, oh my God!
We stand.
It was fully grown.
Rev, this is your 6-hour and a quarter wake-up call. You have actually now slept for nearly 40 years.
I'll go down to control, tell Doug.
I'll go look around the rest of the ship.
What do you think's happening?
I think we're seeing the future.
I head down to control. Rez comes out of his pod ahead of me.
Hey, Rez! Rez?
Control? Did you hear that?
He keeps going, walking his fast walk, head down.
Rez!
He kind of flickers on, then off. Then he's gone. Just like that, going towards control, and then... like he turned a corner.
Rez?
Turn. Maybe he went... I go back through to the stores. No one.
Rez!
Above my head, way up, a body.
Oh no! Oh God!
Like some dead weight of a thing floating up in space.
Oh no, 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 no.
Flash on, flash off. Gone.
I've been down through the stores, there's nothing there.
How could it be floating?
It was there, then it was gone.
Look, when we came into the time dilation, you lost consciousness, right? Now, I'm just saying, maybe...
I felt something too.
What?
A woman. A couple of days ago, I thought I dreamt it. She went past me. I didn't see her, but I felt
her. God's
sake. I thought it was a dream, but...
What?
It just happened again.
When?
5 minutes ago.
Where?
Edge of the stores.
Are you sure?
This terrible crying. She swept past. And I didn't see her, but I felt her.
So you're telling me there's ghosts on board? That's bullshit.
She said my name.
What?
This time she turned and she said my name.
Okay. So we got rainforests, we got a woman crying, we got a floating body. And where's Rez, by the way?
I saw him come out of his pod and then he just disappeared into the stores.
Rez, buddy, come up to control. We're missing you.
We're seeing glimpses of the future.
That's what Milo said.
Yeah, well, Milo always loves a bit of drama. Where is he?
Rez said all time is happening at the same time, but our brains can't process
it. But that would make sense of the rainforest. They're the future.
And the crying woman? The floating body? Is that one of us? Is that the future? Rez, you're out of time. Break over. Now, we need to be monitoring in case NASA sends us the beacon. Now, we still could go home early, you know. But we want to go home early. Respond, please.
Where is he?
I'm just tracking his comm. I'll just... Who saw him last?
Me, I guess. Just now.
Before that?
Me again. We talked in his pod at the beginning of the break.
Oh, did you know?
Neither of us could sleep.
When was that exactly?
I left his pod about an hour into the dilation. He was sleeping then.
I can't track his comms. They're offline.
I'll look in his pod again. Maybe he went back and crashed.
I can't see him anywhere on board. No vitals, no... Rez, just check.
I run down to his pod, unzip the door, and step inside. His sleeping bag is rolled like a man curled over. His laptop open.
Rez?
He's not here.
Any sign?
Nothing.
Keep looking. Where does he go?
The star window sometimes? I come out of the pod.
Rez?
Again, he goes quick away down the corridor. I'm quick
enough. Control! Did you hear that?
Rez! I follow the way he's going. He goes towards control and then...
No! Rez, wait!
Go into the stores. I turn and turn, come to the archive.
Nothing.
He's gone. No sound, nothing.
Come back to the greenhouses. He's not out the star window.
I just saw him a second ago. If he wasn't going to the stores, then he must have come down here.
So where is he?
I mean, he didn't come out of his pod. I was in his pod. He just sort of was there, then gone.
Going where?
Towards control, then disappeared.
Like the woman.
What do you mean?
Flicker, then gone?
Maybe. He said the same thing, both times.
What did he say?
Control, did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know.
Doug, did you just get a message from Rez?
No.
So you could be seeing the future?
Or the past. I mean, he's not here.
Where would he go?
I don't know.
Anything in his pod?
His laptop's open on his bed.
Message 2912.87. Commencing.
Rez, it's me.
Who is that?
Connie. His ex.
I don't know if you'll even hear this or even get it. I don't know how I'm going to state this, so I'm just going to say it. I know we split, and I'm sorry for so many things. And I'm glad that I saw you on the last night and all the things. And I'm sorry I'm talking my way around this. I was pregnant afterwards, after that last night. So, you have a son. He's beautiful. Called him Rez, of course. You've been gone 15 months. So far out there now, I can't even imagine you. And I know this is the last chance I can send you a message before you go forwards in time. And I just wanted you to know... We're okay. Don't worry. Strangely, we're wonderfully okay.
End of message.
Oh, God. That's a bit of a head kick. Are you okay?
Yeah, I...
Did you know that he met her before we left?
No.
Find him?
We found some messages from Rez's ex.
What?
She's had a baby.
His?
Of course his. A son.
She didn't tell him. Until
Shit.
Now.
Well, that must have been a shock.
Yeah.
And how would Rez have taken all that? I mean, you know him,
Ender,
right?
Ender, more than me.
We did our astronaut training together. I mean, his relationship with her was always complicated.
Did he want to be a dad?
Do you think he'd have been on here if he wanted to be
so
a dad?
So he'd be upset.
Surprised, I think.
Well, maybe you don't know him as well as you thought you knew
him. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's gone AWOL. Where do you think he would go?
Are you hearing this, Doug?
Yeah. Well, maybe he'd just go somewhere quiet. You'd need to think it through. It would be a shock. He didn't want kids, did he?
He didn't want to bring kids into a world that wasn't sustainable.
Also, the guy hasn't slept for 30 hours. But most likely, he's taken himself off and crashed somewhere. We need to do a complete detailed search throughout the ship.
Okay.
I'll do the pods.
Yeah, I'll do the stores.
I'll go with Ender, then check out cargo.
Yeah, stick together. He may be incapacitated. Any unexplainable phenomena, report immediately. Whether you think it's imagined or... Stay on comms. Let's keep talking to each other. And stay calm. We're over 6¾ hours into the dilation. That's over 42 years on Earth. Now, we're okay. We'll find him.
We walk the narrow paths of the Silver Shells, a labyrinth now, towering above us. I almost don't dare to look up, but there's nothing.
Which way?
It's easier to get lost somehow. With gravity, everything's different.
Did you know?
No.
Raz! You in love with him?
I can't talk about that.
Raz! This ship could have held 100 people going to Mars. Now, it's like a ghost ship.
Nothing.
We would have had cities on Mars.
Raz!
We could have put 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000 people...
How are you going to get 1,000,000 people?
On Mars.
Well, you presume they wanted to go, right? These 1,000,000 people?
But you don't understand fundamental human desire to change, to seek. You should see the applications. Why wouldn't they? Earth is...
What, over?
Yes.
You're wrong.
All the things we could have done.
We're doing it. We're trying to rescue.
We can't live in stasis.
What do you mean, stasis?
Just surviving.
Well, that's what most people have to do, you know?
He's not here.
Nothing touches you, does it?
What do you mean?
No consequences.
And the consequences of your boyfriend just disappearing?
He didn't disappear. He would never leave his post.
He left his wife.
She wasn't his wife.
For you?
So... Is it true that under-prioritized safety protocols is why your ship never got to go to Mars?
Rapidly closing.
The Red Star broke up in space.
If we'd followed every statutory requirement, we'd never have got to Mars.
You didn't get to Mars.
Look. We're all gonna die. It fired me. It woke me up. And death gives you this... edge, I can't explain.
My friend, Sarah, died on the Red Star. The thing she knew, there aren't enough books in the world to write that all down, but death fires you up, right?
What did your mother's death do to you?
Stopped me sleeping. Got me by the guts, and I don't think it will ever let me go. Yet it made me sharp. Every breath of life feels vital, but on the worst days, it's like a panic attack in slow motion that you can never look away from.
What happened to her?
She had this tiny tremor in her hand. One day, random. She wouldn't go to the hospital. She never wanted to leave the trees. Felt if she left, who would guard them? Who would fight for them? Who would stop them from being destroyed? Didn't want any fuss. I wasn't there. I was far away training for this. Didn't want to come back. She just kept on her day, and 5 hours later, she had a second stroke that killed her. No goodbyes, no whys. That was the consequence of her stubborn, won't be told, do what I like, and mine. I loved her. More than the world. What happens on Earth? Life? There's never stasis. There's survival. Yeah, there might be boredom, but that's not the same thing, even here. Nothing ever stands still.
The safety was compromised on the Red Star. I guess I didn't let myself know that. I was always so recklessly bored. I just couldn't wait any longer. There's your consequences.
Are you guys okay? What's going on?
He's not here, Doug.
Okay, so... I was just tracking waste dispersal, and one of the smaller outside hatches was opened and closed 20 minutes ago. There's no record of a necessary dump of cargo, and certainly within the time dilation, we're keeping all hatches sealed. It was opened by hand, and then it resealed itself as it would.
What went out?
No reading of that.
You don't think
He couldn't. He wouldn't. Oh,
okay,
I know
okay.
He would
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's no reason to even begin to think that's the outcome. It could just be an anomaly. A computer malfunction.
It was opened by hand, Milo.
Just look back, see when we last released Waste Cargo.
I already did. It was about a week ago.
Let's not panic before we need to. At this point, we have to presume Rez is on board somewhere. There's no reason to think. I'll go down there.
And I know what he's thinking, but I won't. I can't. I go back to Rez's pod, stand up in it. No one, nothing. I lost you. You were here. We were here. The string ripples through me like... I remember what he said. Me, you, us, now. And I feel him suddenly. Here. Alone, moving around. I can't see him, but...
Rez?
He suddenly moves quickly. What is it? Goes out. I go out after him. I hear him walking his fast walk, head down.
Control, did you hear that?
He flickers there a second. Gone.
Rez.
I follow him. I can hear him.
Rez.
I turn a corner. A flicker. No one here. Just outside the archive. Voices.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. I picked it up. We gotta leave the dilation.
Break.
Forget NASA.
What do you mean, forget NASA? Where's Donna?
I've imagined the end of this story. Look.
I almost see them for a moment.
Really, really sorry.
Milo. Suddenly, without thinking, I unseal the door of the archive. No one thought to look in here. Rez? Nothing. The books stand up all around me. Where are you?
Again?
Rez! Rez, are you here?
Amber.
Rez, can you
I'm
hear me?
I'm in the archive.
Well, I'm here, I'm in the archive.
I can't open the door.
What?
Milo shut me in here.
Why?
I can't hear you.
Rez!
Somewhere else.
Well, I'm here.
I can hear you.
I am standing in front of you. I'm here.
Oh, God. And listen, the beacon. I picked up the pulse of radio waves. It's NASA. We have to go home.
When?
5 hours, 37 minutes into the dilation. We're 34 years and 4 months in. They want us to go back. We need to go home. And look, you still here?
We've been in the dilation for 7 hours.
What? No. That's nearly 44 years. We've already overshot by 10 years. We need to leave the time dilation. Every minute we stay here, we move further away from anything being left.
For a moment, he stands here in front of me. For a moment, I see him. Then gone.
Rez.
No. Rez. Oh, God.
Amber.
I lost you for a minute.
Where am I?
What do you mean?
If you're 7 hours in, where am I?
We're looking for you.
I'm gonna die in here.
No, you're not.
This room is airtight. I can't open the door from the inside. I've only got about 20 minutes of air.
No, but you're not in here now. There's no one in here.
And where am I?
We'll find you.
No, Milo doesn't want us to go back. He said forget NASA. He wants us to keep going into the future. Every second. Every year we stay in here takes us further away from being any use. I'm already dead.
Rez. Rez, no, don't, Rez!
Amber, listen to me. You have to find me. I'm gonna die in here if you don't find me. This train. We're starting to experience time as it really is. Now, all of it happening at the same time. No more straight lines. I'm dying here. Amber. If you can hear this, you're already in the riptide.
Oh, God, no, no. I never told you all the things. I run, I move.
Raz!
I'm running, I'm looking for him, and as I run, I feel I see a flicker of a woman stood ahead of me. I don't see her, but I know a woman stands there, like frozen, like waiting for me. I'm crying so hard I can't even... She stopped. I go past her, look back, and for a moment, a flicker of light, I see her.
Jay?
I stop, frozen, even in my sobs. She's gone.
I was walking through the ship. I just had this feeling suddenly that someone was there. I can't, like a presence.
The string ripples. I realize I'm the ghost. I am the crying woman.
I'm gonna die in here.
She said my name. This time she turned and she said my name.
What just happened?
Anna, you alright? You've gone all quiet.
Something just happened.
Ember? Jill? I'm sending Jillie down. Stay on comms.
I walk. I go back down to the greenhouses like they're calling me. And I fall down a sheer sharp moment. I'm back in the rainforest, the one that grows up all around me and the one I ran away from as a child. It's like I fall through right to the bottom of my life. Everything's still. It's not lush, it's not full.
It is dark, dry, breath
hot. Trees carve upwards so far down above, here, you could turn and turn and never find your way out.
You were so clever, so ahead of me, like you never heard a word I said. All that knowledge. Mine was so simple to you, so obvious.
It wasn't. It was just there was never space for
me. It shut me down. Truth, your brilliance.
But you were brilliant.
I'm so proud of you. I never told you.
I always loved you so much, wanted to love you.
I know. I wasn't easy to love. I deliberately turned my head away. All I could see was my work here. The worst of us is the very worst.
Anna, I've got about 3 more minutes of air. I didn't tell you about Connie. I was stupid. I hadn't realized what it meant to her. Me leaving the consequences for her. We got mindlessly drunk and... It didn't seem real until I heard the baby at the end of the message. I'm talking to the wall and all these books maybe no one will ever hear. Why couldn't I just reach across and say all the things I wanted to say to you? Now, time's slipping away. You're everything to me. All of it. You. Me. Every moment.
I've met someone, Mum. I love him. I wish you could have met him. He is gonna die on this ship. He's already dead, unless I can find a way
back. Always 1 foot getting on a train, getting in a car, going away, always running, moving, not stopping. What you running from?
I wasn't running. I was trying to...
No, you never take off your shoes and settle your feet
except
on the ground.
I lost my shoe somewhere.
Where did you lose your shoes?
Oh, God, right at the beginning of the mission.
Where?
Why are we always stuck in the same old conversations?
You better find them. There'll be all kinds of trouble. Where are they?
What just happened? And I'm stood in the greenhouse.
You're right, Ender.
I keep seeing my mother.
Ghost?
I don't think so.
Ender, are you okay? Look at me.
It was me crying, Jillie.
What do you mean?
The woman who went by you.
But how do you know that?
Because it just happened.
What?
I just passed you in the corridor.
That's how you knew my name.
I felt this woman there, so strange, and then I realized it was you.
Why were you crying?
At
5 hours 37 into the dilation, Rez received the beacon from NASA.
What?
Milo locked him in the archive.
Why?
That's what I've been hearing all this time, even from before we got into the dilation. I've been hearing Rez calling me that he's going to die, that I have to find him. There's only 20 minutes of air in the archive.
So where is Rez now?
Gone. But he's still here. Rez, he's in the archive. It's like he said, everything is happening now. The strings are riptide, it pulls us across time.
So we get to Rez before... We can get back there, right?
I don't know how.
I mean, you and I, we met. We were in two different times, but you went by me. I heard you, and...
Yeah, but it's not like we decided. It's a riptide. It takes us wherever it takes us. I keep meeting my dead mother, and I don't want to go back there, believe me. I don't want to keep facing her. Just same as she ever was, still in the same state of mind.
I got caught in a riptide once. I remember being pulled out to sea so fast. I was really angry. I was due to go out to the base of the moon, my second tour, and I was about to die in a stupid pull of the sea.
What did you do?
I tried to swim out of it for a very, very, very long time until I was exhausted. And then, because I thought I was going to die, I just let myself float on the surface of the water. I let it take me. I remember looking at the sky and imagining I was up here. Space is all I ever dreamed of. But I knew I couldn't fight it. That I had to admit...
What?
That I was wrong about how strong I was, how I could always go it alone, how I didn't mind the loneliness. That was the loneliest moment of my life. I hadn't even told anyone I'd gone out there. And then... When I was weak as a baby, waiting for the water to swallow me up, it kind of drew me up to a point. I can't describe it. And then it softened, took me to its edge, and I swam on a diagonal line back to the beach. It still ain't my board. I lay on that beach, and I was never so glad to feel the ground.
So you're saying I've got to...
Talk to your mother.
It's easier said than done.
I'll go to control and tell Doug. Where's Milo now?
He said he was going back down to cargo. The cargo door.
Oh, shit. Do you think Milo... He's dangerous. You've got to find Rez. Maybe your mum's trying to help you.
I doubt that.
You've got to let the string take you to the places that you don't want to go. It's all we've got.
And I'm running, always running away. Keep running. Away from her.
You always lied to yourself, didn't you?
My mother next to me, a voice in my head, always here.
About me?
I face her.
Why did you cut your foot? Tell me.
I can't remember.
You remember? Talk to me.
You dropped a bottle of wine.
Dropped?
Yes.
I smashed a bottle of wine, didn't I?
You had a reason. They were destroying
To rage at the night. At you.
You had reason.
Kids always forgive their parents, but I don't forgive myself.
Mum, this is so long over.
That's when you started wearing shoes again, Ender.
And that's the conversation we could never have, Mum. That's the thing you'd never admit. Then I realize the string is taking me way back. That it struck a note in me that sends me back much further than I ever want to go.
I hate you! You never admit you're wrong!
You shut your mouth now!
Oh, God. Mum, it was you. It was your rage that drove me away.
I never said I'm sorry.
You never said that.
But I was. Every day I wouldn't admit, even to myself. Oh, I got tired of that.
But you never said it out loud, and you can't change the past.
Maybe this is my one chance. Tell it a different way.
You're dead.
And you never came back here to say goodbye. Yet here we both are, saying goodbye.
Mum.
Remember the future, my sweet girl. All these things you didn't want to happen, then you might have the imagination to make the past new. Change everything.
And I'm following Rez, like he turned a corner.
Control, did you hear that?
Rez! I go through into the stores. He must have ducked down. No one. Rez! Above my head, way up, a body.
Oh no! Oh God!
Like some dead weight of a thing floating up in space.
Oh no, 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 no.
Flash on, flash off. That's when I see it. No shoes. Soles of the feet soft like a newborn baby.
It's not a ghost. It's not a dead thing. It's me. No gravity.
When I ran away from Milo, mad that he charmed me, hid in the stores, I slide so easy back to that moment. Seeds. A billion seeds, sealed, stilled. Promises for a million different habitats, extinct by the time we get back.
What's this?
A stash of wine. His, probably.
1947 Cheval Blanc.
I float the bottle out in the air. Let it spin. Ugh, I hate wine. So I leave the most expensive bottle of wine in the world floating there in space. Spinning so serene. All the reasons we put between us. I look up. The floating woman is gone. It's done. There's nothing more I can do. So I go to the small cargo hatch, the dump space, where I know I'll find Milo. As I come round the corner, he's here and not here, flickering on then off, dilating in time, his head leant against the hatch, grabbing for breath like he just resealed it. He did just reseal it. Somewhere out there, I can't look.
I can feel you. Whoever you are. Who is it? Is it you, Enda? I can feel you, but I can't see you. You're late, by the way. Too late. Sarah.
And then he flickers out. Just like that. Gone.
I wondered who the ghost was. I've been hiding out here. I've been waiting to see, though I guess I knew it was you. I didn't know Rez would die in there. I promise you. I just wanted to shut him up for a couple of hours, that's all.
That's all? So just dispose of his body like it's just space garbage?
It brought me more time. I got this far. I might as well take us as far in the future as I can.
Why?
I loved Sarah. I know you know about us. She loved in such a generous...
Oh, don't even talk about her.
I was supposed to be aboard the Red Star. That's how I persuaded her to go. But I know. As soon as I said yes, I was so discontented. Said I would go, then skipped the launch. Didn't say goodbye. Empty chair. She went and I went home. Was a shit to my wife. Hauled my kids over no reason. It was a relief to all of us when I left. And then the Red Star broke up 5 days outside of Mars.
And I never told the one person who could bear to look at me how much I loved her. Talk to me about consequences. I keep seeing her walking away from me, even here, on board, everywhere. They wanted to stop all this.
You don't get to decide.
Jump 100 years in the future. All of us, most of us, people like us, will be dead. How else do we switch off, shut down, stop buying shit we don't need because we can't stop? We can't! It's not enough to consume. We have to fight and hate and fill every second of every... Tell me you're not the same, that there's no consequences of the way you live. Can you really say that? Can you?
No.
So I figured if we could just jump forward enough in time, there wouldn't be enough infrastructure to allow us to carry on as we are. What we've perpetrated on this small world for the sake of our daily comfort and endless boredom will stop. Must stop. Most of us, hopefully most of us, will be gone, washed out, fired up in all our consequences. So we take back what we have on the long years, and we plant, and we place, and we do all we can do, and then we let it be. We just let it be. Everything would be so much better, wouldn't it? If we just disappeared.
You don't get to decide
that. If we go back too soon, don't you get it, Enda? And help reboot it all, the same thing will happen over and over. Believe me, you said it yourself.
You're right. If that's what we're like, whatever happens, we will tear each other to pieces.
Right.
But what about the strings that attach us to each other? To Earth, to every living thing, to what came before and what came after. If we let ourselves feel that, see that, then everything will change.
It's never gonna happen. You must know that.
It already has.
What's that?
That's us leaving the time dilation about an hour ago, after receiving the beacon. We're already on our way home.
How?
Don't worry. You won't remember any of this. It's strange now to walk the stores. Feet on the ground. No shoes. The stores stretch away and I can't reach to the top of them anymore. I love someone. I realize that I love someone. It takes my breath. Oh, I still feel the string, I don't know. Still in me, in my head. Can't... Keep walking, just keep walking. Straight line. Time pulls. Ow, ow, ow! What the hell is this? Ow! Glass? Who dropped this? Where did this... Wine everywhere. Broken glass. It must have... A bottle of wine. Where are my shoes? Where are... Then I remember. Memory flashed through
what
me.
What happened before? What happens next?
How she broke the bottle.
You shut your mouth now!
That's when you started wearing shoes again, Enda.
My shoes. I need my shoes.
You better find them. There'll be all kinds of trouble.
And then I remember where I kicked them off.
We're not supposed to touch the ancient books. But I take just this one out of its pack. Somersault, feel its surface, smell its earth. My shoes kicked off here so long ago, like broken promises.
The archive. Time moving to a point.
Emma, listen to me. I'm gonna die in here if you don't find me.
Rez! Then, glass in my feet, I remember the future. Oh, God!
If you don't find me, this dream, where's the starting to experience time as it really is?
Yeah.
All of it happening at the same time in the street. I'm dying here. And if you can hear this, you're already in the riptide.
Rez! Hey, breathe. Oh, God, breathe.
Oh. Depose.
NASA sent the beacon.
We got you. We're here.
I'm coming.
It's okay.
We're leaving out of time, dilation.
And bit by bit, the edge of the dilation softens. It lets us swim back to shore. It lets us go home. Strange now. Weightless again. Time going forward only. A different kind of silence. Shock at what happened. Res quiet.
I'm so sorry.
That you have a son?
No, that I...
It's a life. Don't ever be sorry for that.
He'll be a man. When we get back, he'll be older than me.
You'll have someone. That's wonderful.
You have someone. Don't shake me off now. Not after all this.
I heard you. And what you said in the archive about Connie, about me.
You are everything to me. I mean it. Just us here. You, me. Nothing, no one else, this moment. The next moment, every moment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We leave Milo secure in his office that was once a lab that once should have been a second kitchen for the 100 crew members he dreamt he would take to Mars. None of us can look at him. I go down sometimes. Someone has to deliver food. I float at the door, open it, slide the tray through. Everything hangs in space.
How are you?
Still here.
This is nearly over.
When we get back...
I can do what I want, right? As I own all this?
Not us. You don't own us.
Not you. That's where I got it wrong.
We'll hand you over to the police.
If there is police. I mean, if there's anything. We may be alone. It may be too late.
He says hopefully.
How's Rez?
What do you care?
Any signal?
Not yet.
Nothing from NASA yet? Shouldn't we have made contact by now?
Not necessarily.
Right.
Seen any more ghosts?
Believe me, every day they come and haunt me.
Good.
I wouldn't have left Rez there, you know. To die.
Yeah, you would.
You don't know that.
No. I know it.
It's so strange. Look at this. I've been pinpointing all the multiple oscillations of the string. I don't think it was just one string.
What do you mean?
I think there was a huge network of strings holding everything. It was like they're in this process of intercommunication with each other. They were shedding energy so they wouldn't dominate the density of the universe, but somehow they held us. Even out here. Symmetry.
And then at last, our planet gets bigger than a pinprick. It forms and turns until we see it again.
Oh my god. Look at that.
It's only been 39 years.
The continents have...
swallowed, reshaped, carved, and edges covered by ocean.
There's no Florida. Where are we gonna go in?
It's still extraordinary, but different. Blue until it hurts your eyes. No white, no ice. No Antarctic shelf or Arctic. So many coastlines, cities. Gone.
Houston, this is long years. Do you read? Houston, this is long years. Do you hear me?
Try the ham radio.
Hello, Houston. This is Dr. Gillian Wall on the Long Years. We require coordinates for re-entry. We are bringing the Long Years home.
Shit. Come on.
Houston, do you read?
Oh, God, tell me we're not up here on our own.
Long Years. Wow. Oh my god, I'm seeing you. It's the long years. We're just bringing you back online.
This is Houston. Long years, we have you.
We lost you nearly 40 years ago.
Probably when we went into the time dilation.
You received the beacon?
One of the old school astronauts insisted we send it.
That was probably my
Sorry,
wife.
We're a couple of years later.
You're the last NASA spaceship. In fact, you're the last.
You've become like a myth.
Will you contact my family? Tell them.
It was Professor Cassidy, sir, who told us. We're a skeleton team here. She advises us.
Oh, my God. My wife. She's still alive.
Long Years, stand by. We are sending you coordinates for landing. We will bring you into New Mexico, one of our older...
What's happened to Kennedy Space Station?
It's underwater.
Kennedy is no longer viable.
You found the string?
I think you can say it found us.
Long Years, can you confirm that you have full cargo?
Confirming full cargo.
Good news. Commencing sending coordinates to begin your descent. Welcome home, Long Years.
Mum, I just want you to know, I didn't change all the forests. I know you said time, that growing time could never be accelerated. I followed the old ways too. Your ways, not all, some. I tried to hear you in me, all the things you taught me. Funny thing, you said the rainforests would replenish themselves in 50 years, and where they can, they have. But most of them have been lost. I didn't want to go. I never wanted to leave you. I like the earth. Outside, up close, hands in soil, sun on face. But you were right, Mum. We are the only things that can travel in time. Memories of the past, and the capacity to imagine the future. But I realized you showed me that if we can remember the future, let ourselves see the devastation, we can start to imagine the past new. Then we won't refuse to see that things are dying. We won't realize too late that we never got to say goodbye. We'll go there. We'll meet each other. We'll change. Strings.
In Strings, Ender was played by Tamara Lawrence, Doug by Andenise Anthony, Jilly by Jenny Platt, Rez by Alfred Enoch, Milo by Aditomiwa Edun, and Treth by Claire Benedict. Strings was written by Linda Marshall Griffiths. It was a BBC Audio Drama North production, directed by Nadia Molinari. And you can find more Drama on 3, from Shakespeare to contemporary stage hits. They're all available now on BBC Sounds.
Hiya, I'm Linton Stevens with a brand new series of Classical Fix. Honest discussions with guests who aren't into classical music yet.
I think I always looked at classical music as like something difficult.
Absolute, ginormous, gaping black hole of lack of knowledge when it comes to classical music.
Each week, I put together a new playlist and see what they think.
That almost felt like a rock hook. That could have been like a guitar solo.
At this point, you expect David Attenborough's voice, don't
you? Classical Fix on Radio 3.
It's opened my eyes to what classical music is.
Sunday nights at midnight, or subscribe to the podcast on BBC Sounds.
It's 9 o'clock, time now on Radio 3 for more music from the best new classical releases. And here's Hannah French.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where we begin with Brahms.